हेलो
हेलो, हाय ब्रो, दिस
हेलो
इज रजत कॉलिंग फ्रॉम इंडिया.
हेलो हेलो, हाउ आर यू डूइंग?
या आई एम गुड, हाउ आर यू?
डू यू नो पार्ट्स? नो पार्ट्स?
ओके, सो एंड्रू, लाइक करेंटली आई एम डूइंग वन प्रोजेक्ट. इन दैट रिगार्ड आई एम वांट टू टॉक टू यू. सो कैन वी डिस्कस इट राइट नाउ? इज इट अ गुड टाइम?
Yeah, depends what it is. I'm doing a few things at the moment.
Okay, so like I just want to take your 12 to 15 minutes, not more than that.
What is it that you're studying, and I'll be able to tell you if I can help you.
Sure. So basically, for two particular studies I am currently dealing with. So one is satellite IoT terminals, and the second one is the fuel management system.
Unfortunately, I'm not able to speak on either of those topics, and I don't have much expertise there.
Not in terms of just a general discussion, like how this particular market is currently growing, and what would be the prospect of these particular markets right now. Like when you talk about the
As I say, I don't have direct experience in those markets.
Okay.
So
So
I can't help,
because
unfortunately.
Can I explain a little bit about the fuel management system so you can connect with the with the basic details of those?
Sure, but as I say, I really don't know about those markets.
Yeah, sure. So let me introduce the fuel management system first. So basically, when we are talking about the fuel management system, so we are talking about the propulsion system in the satellite scenario. So it's sub-component of a propulsion system. It's a whatever the system we are talking about, that is a fuel management system. It's a sub-component of a propulsion system, which either will be used a satellite or a launch vehicle or a deep space vehicles. So hope you now going to connect with that, like when we are talking about the sub-component of a propulsion system. So the propulsion market is also growing because of the satellite market is growing. So how would you see this particular market is will be growing in the coming years, like about the fuel management system, because it will be increase the efficiency of that particular missions.
Yeah, was clearly increasing.
Yes.
But that's because of the propulsion side.
Okay. So it means like when we are talking about the even for the propulsion system, so when we are saying the propulsion system market will increase, so will all the operators will start using this particular system also in the coming years?
I don't know, and as I say, I don't think that I'm suited for answering these questions, but thanks for considering me.
Okay, not an issue. Like just two, three more question on this part. So when we are talking about the major demand of these particular systems, so as we seen, the satellite and launch vehicle is increasing in the coming years. Even right now, it would be more the launches as compared to the previous year. So it is the one of the major factors which where we are seeing that will also have a growth opportunity for the fuel management manufacturers. So what's your views on that?
It depends on the fuel too. I'd say it was there'd be a there's an opportunity there, but it depends on what fuel they're using, and there's a lot of differences between the fuel management systems.
Okay. Also, can you tell us about like how the propulsion system will have a role in this in all these satellite weight categories? Like, will electric propulsion started using for higher weight category satellites as well?
really don't know.
Okay. And when we are talking about like the any particular like we have seen some challenges in this particular market. When we are talking about the challenges, so we have seen that the whatever the modular propulsion solutions, which are negating the need for the commoditized fuel management solution, and also the evolution
Yeah,
of
that's a good point. There's modular is always difficult because there's almost no such thing as modular. It's all mission specific. Even a COT solution is often modified to suit the mission.
Okay, understood. Any other features like we can a pointer you can provide us on these particular challenges like when I told you?
Not that I can think of, but
Okay.
sorry, I've not been able to give you much of
Okay.
depth.
Okay. Yeah. Apart from that, like we have also seen that evolution of the integrated propulsion system, which are restricting the choice of fuel management components. Means when we are integrating the
Sorry,
two
could you
propulsion
repeat that?
system. Yeah, sure. I'm audible to you? Hello.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Hello.
am I audible to you?
Are you what with me? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm saying, am I audible to you?
Yeah, you are. It just took me a moment. Sorry.
So I'm asking like when we are talking about the integrated propulsion system,
Yep.
so we have seen that in the market, like in the market, the operators are particularly focusing on these propulsion system to integrate, like two propulsion system to integrate, and this will restrict the other subcomponents in that particular system. So will it be a major challenge again you have seen?
Not really. I mean, it's just the traditional systems engineering challenge. All satellite manufacturing is trade-offs. But there definitely will be constraints posed on the system. But it depends why the propulsion's being used. If it's just being used for station keeping, it's going to have a very minimal impact on the power budget, on the mass budget. Although these systems are quite large in volume, so they do take up quite a lot of space on the overall bus.
Okay.
So there's probably going to be an impact onto the payload within the bus, but it depends on why the propulsion's being used. For example, if it's being used for maneuvers, there's going to be quite an impact on the power budget and on other aspects of the overall system. Does that make sense?
Yes, correct. Also, like when we are talking about the any business opportunities for this market, like when we are talking about the fuel management system, so it basically the whole ecosystem of the propulsion system manufacturer. Whatever the like most of the propulsion manufacturers we have tracked in this particular study. So, like in terms of business opportunity, when we are talking about, so I have seen that evolution of new environment-friendly spacecraft fuels will have a very specific opportunity for the manufacturers in the coming days. Like when we are talking about the green propulsion system or the nuclear propulsion system. So, what's your views on this particular part?
I think it's definitely a growth area, and there's lots of money being put into creating green propellants. The thing is, though, that green propellants are not really all that green. So what will happen in that sector, I don't know.
Okay. I think
Whether
yeah.
the problem is that truly green propellants have very low thrust, so you're looking at electrical propulsion generally. So it takes a very long time to get to where you want to go. But those things are suited for things like deorbiting, but they're not suited for things like orbital maneuvers.
Okay. And how do you see the role of propulsion system in the coming years for the deep space missions?
Deep space missions.
Yes.
Well, it's going to continue to. I mean, propulsion's required for deep space missions. It will continue to be important. It always has been important.
Okay. Yeah, understood.
It'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see what happens with new private companies coming into this space that are using various new propulsion methods.
Okay. Understood. Yeah. Apart from that, I think I have asked all the questions in this particular study. As I mentioned to you that currently I'm working on the two particular study, and I think whatever you know, you have already told me about the this particular market, also the related to the parent market, that is a propulsion system. So like as I mentioned that I have also working on the satellite IoT terminal market. So, but you said that you don't have any particular information on that market. But just one
No.
thing I want to understand, hope you know about this particular question, that when we are talking about the IoT devices in the one particular satellite, like either it's a like these devices are basically used in the communication satellite, if I'm not wrong.
IoT? IoT is
IoT
normally
devices.
an I IoT devices. Well,
Yes.
what are the benefits of an IoT device is that it if you're using a modulation like LoRa or Sigfox, that you can have very long distances between gateways, and you've also got kind of low power communications. But it's been a long time since I've done anything on IoT, so as I say, I won't be able to help.
Understood. My just last question that I want to ask from you, then when we are talking about these IoT devices, so in one particular satellite, how many IoT devices are installed? Either it's a two, four, or more than that.
On a satellite,
Yes, on one particular
I've
communication
never come
satellite.
across, IoT on a satellite, but that would be cool.
Understood. Okay, not an issue, Andrew.
I know
Anyway,
that, there's various providers using IoT on launch vehicles, but that has a very specific use. And that's to decrease the amount of wiring on the launch vehicle.
Okay, understood. Yeah.
But on a satellite, I'm not sure why you would use IoT, but it might be
No,
useful for certain
currently in the
cases.
market, like currently in the market, when we are talking about the IoT market, like IoT devices, so they are using for the satellites even as well, for all the particular
On the
applications,
sat
like for agriculture or for maritimes. So in maritime, when we are talking
Oh, right. I
about
thought you were talking about IoT being on the bus for the use by the satellite, not for providing a downstream service.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool, that makes sense. Yeah, it's not something that I really know anything about.
Okay. Not an issue. Not an issue, Andrew. So Andrew, I think I have asked my all questions from you, and always like you help me a little bit or more than that on any particular studies. So it's always a good to connect with you.
Well, thank you very
So
much.
yeah. So for further studies, we will definitely try to connect once again with you, and have a nice day. And also, Merry Christmas in advance.
What's that, sorry?
I said it's Merry Christmas in advance.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you when it comes, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Thank you. Bye.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.